Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RTE. That is Sarah Byrne. Sarah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Explain what happened. How long have you had a savings account with An Post?
Oh, it must be 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
But I haven't had anything in it in 3 years.
Okay.
And yesterday we lodged €200 for Christmas. It would be left there and I wouldn't touch it. But that was yesterday morning, and yesterday evening around 6 o'clock, I checked the account and there was nothing left, only €39. The whole €161 had been taken out of the account for maintenance fees, and there was nothing in the account to maintain up to this. And it cost 50 cents as well to lodge the money. You know.
So you, the account, was it empty for 18 months?
There seemingly was €4 in it. I didn't actually know. Okay.
So you got €200 for your Christmas shop or whatever. Try and put some money away. It's going to be a tough one. You put that money in, but the moment you put it into An Post, when was all the money swallowed out of it, sucked out of it?
Straight away. There was 38 months at €5 each taken out.
So the statement reads, €5, €5, €5, €5, going back 38 months.
Yes. For every month, they charged the €5, and I had nothing in it.
So much were you left with?
€39. I went in this morning and I took it out straight away because I was afraid to leave it there. And the post.
Hang on. You put £200 into your An Post save, which An Post are brilliant, and we all know they're fantastic at the infrastructure, and we're so blessed to have them, and God bless all the different governments and exchequers that support them through the taxes paid by people who work, people who buy products, people who pay VAT on everything. The broad mass of taxpayers in every sense of that word, they kept An Post going. It's a brilliant organisation.
Sure.
But you're saying you put £200 into your savings, and before you probably left the post office, nearly 160 was sucked out of it in maintenance fees.
Yes, they maintain, and they
even though you weren't maintaining anything.
Precisely, and Joe, I have to disagree with you because I'm not impressed with An Post now. After yesterday, I know times are.
Did they send you, Sarah, over the last 18 months?
Joe, I haven't had a letter from An Post in years. Not at all. I got
but
no
surely
invite.
They have to tell you we've taken a fiver out of your whatever amount it is. Surely they have to tell you I've taken a fiver out of the account.
They didn't even send me a bill for the charge for each month, for any month. They never notified me. They never contacted me in any way.
The bizarre thing is, sorry, and I now have
no,
to.
No, sorry.
You go ahead, yeah, sorry.
No, Joe, I spoke to the postmistress this morning.
Okay.
And when I took out the money.
Right.
And she said, that'll do you absolutely no good whatsoever because they'll simply continue to charge your account €5.
What, shut the account?
But is it not shut when I took the money out of it? There's nothing in it now, Joe. Not, I took even the cents.
But was it not shut when you weren't, when there was no money? Sorry, did you shut the account at all?
No. You see, there was €4. I don't know. It wasn't my €4. I don't know where that €4 came from.
So An Post charged you €160 to look after €4 for 38 months.
Yes.
Every month. I can see it now. But they put it. It's on the same day. Second of the 11 monthly maintenance fee of fiver. Second of the 11. It's all the same day.
38 times.
And your balance goes. It goes 5, 5, 5. Then your balance at the other side goes. Oh my God.
Yes.
Just goes down and down and down.
And it cost me 50 cents to lodge that 200 as well.
Okay. Now, is the argument with Anpost that, like, we're a bank and banks charge management fees and sure, even gift card companies used to try and rip people off by charging monthly management fees?
Well, Joe, I'm with Ulster Bank and they don't charge as high as Anpost. And it's not a question of... And I don't know what, but it's the unfairness of it, Joe. It's not a huge sum of money. Why are they so greedy? Why do something so cruel? It's not. It's. I'll tell you. If they don't realise the shock I got, and I'm going to say it was a horrible shock. It was a Halloween shock. It's so unfair. And I mean, €5 to do nothing. It does not make sense. I've never got five euros.
And when you got your statement, there was 39 lines of a fiver.
Yes.
A fiver, a fiver, a fiver, a fiver, a fiver.
Yes.
It's like one of those, you know, when you see them in the silent movies when they press on a machine and something keeps coming out and you're trying to stop the water or whatever coming out of the ice cream coming out of the machine and it sprays. It was a bit like that. Once they took one fiver, they took 39 of them.
Yeah, they felt it hard to stop. That's why they weren't getting the €39 that was left. I know it might sound funny.
It's not funny. And by the way, I
feel so upset.
I know, and I hear that upset as well.
It's not like I could afford to lose €161.
No, you can't. No one can.
And I can't understand why the government, why a state-run body would treat a citizen so badly. And I'm not the only one I have discovered since... The postmistress was able to tell me one young lad, I suppose he was going to save him for maybe God knows what. They cleaned him. They took everything. He has no money for Christmas. And now she said it's happening more because people are trying to keep their little bits of Christmas money safe, which is no consolation, but there's nothing. I'm sure they have it sewed up legally, but it's not fair, Joe.
And we all remember when we made our communion or whatever, getting our post office savings book.
Yes.
Is this the same thing?
Well, I don't know. I've never charged as much as this.
No, you know.
I don't think it is, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
Because I'm in a state of shock and I can't really make any sense of it, to be honest. It's like robbery, but done in a nice way. I don't know. I always thought the banks were awful people for nailing you, but they're not as bad as this.
What is this example?
I am, and Joe, I'd say
where will you? And have you any recourse?
I don't believe so, unless I go. I think it's a financial ombudsman, but actually, I thought of you first. I'm sorry. We all lay our troubles at your door. But
it's not my, don't
who do you talk to? I mean, they just quote this terms and conditions to you. They're not exactly compassionate people. And I just don't know, to be honest.
Okay, stay there, Sarah. Helen, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. Good afternoon. I won't delay. Just listening to Sarah there, I feel so sorry for her. I thought she was going to cry.
Yeah.
The same thing happened to me last year. Now, they didn't get any money out of me, but I rang them up to tell them I was going on holidays.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring the card for safety rather than cash.
Right.
And she then said maintenance fees on this, like the fiver with Sarah, and it was quite a few bob. So I didn't lodge it. She said, you're going to lose 100-something euro the minute you lodge in your money.
Oh, they're going to suck the fiver for a month for the previous...
So, the minute I'd lodge, they'd take it straight away. And
what were they taking it from? They were taking it from they were charging it for the previous...
They like Sarah, I hadn't used the account for a long time. Yeah. And I just decided it was for safety. I'd bring the card with me for my
understand.
Holidays.
So you want to put a few bob in to top up the card. And she said, hang on a minute.
Yeah, first of all, there's €165 or in around that now. That'll be coming out first. And I said, you're not getting that off me in me head. So, and long story short, she told me to download a form.
Well, you have to download the form.
To close the account, and that was it.
You have to download. You can't just go in and say, I want to close the account, thanks very much.
No, because even though you go into your postmaster or your postmistress...
Yeah, they're brilliant.
They are, yeah. Well, where I am anyway.
Yeah.
And But that's out of their hands. You have to download the form, fill it out, and that you want to close your account. And then you get Sarah, a letter back saying,
Sarah,
will you close?
Sarah, were you told you have to download?
No, I was told nothing. She told me that when I took out my money, she just said, that will do you absolutely no good. They'll just continue to charge your account with nothing in it.
But you're better off, Sarah, to close it, download that today, or get someone to do it for you and close it straight away, because they'll just keep charging them fivers every month.
Yeah, it really is an awful system. But I will.
But personally, I just feel in your situation, I think there should be a little bit of kindness, and it should
be especially in the current.
Absolutely.
I know we were supposed to do it yesterday, but we didn't get it because
like you have an app named Nike Plus iPod.
What is this? The case, the Irish Life was the last case we came across. That was last week, and the farmer who needed a knee operation.
Oh, yeah.
And during the COVID, they had missed 13 weeks. You're allowed to miss 13 weeks, but unfortunately, it slipped to 16 weeks. And they say because you missed three more than 13, your policy is now void, null and void, your health policy. Now, in fairness, Irish Life came through at the weekend, had another look at it, said in the times we live in, we're not going to be extra... in terms of paperwork. And remember, claims are down generally for insurance companies, and they did acquiesce and say no problem, we will fix, even though they originally said no, but they did say yes. So we'll get on to one post and see what the criteria is.
I'm sorry for cutting across. There is a number you can ring. It's a Dublin number.
Okay.
But they're non-national. I've only ever spoken to non-nationals, and I didn't ring them. I rang you instead because I don't know if they're very helpful. But there might be a number on that, on some of the stuff that I emailed you.
There is
a number, Sarah. It's an 01705. I don't know the rest of it. But like what Sarah said, I have to say I had another issue with them this year about something else, and it definitely took me about 7 phone calls to get someone to sort it out for me. I was very disappointed in them. So Sarah's right there, or else you get an answering machine. We cannot take your call at the moment. So, anyway, Sarah,
Sarah, just on your point about Nana, I know accents can be different. Even Irish accents can be different. So to speak, native-born Irish. But they all have the information, in fairness. They all do their best.
Yeah.
Sarah, I just see on the screen from upstairs, loads of people want to give you the €160. But
no.
That's not your point. I know it's not. I'm just saying that to you. I know.
And tell them thank you so very much for being so kind. But it's the unfairness. I think it's horrible that they're treating people like this. And I'll tell you that has the power behind you, John, you'll be able to tell people and explain that. Because the people, nobody can afford to have their Christmas money taken from them or any other money. And if you could just.
You've done it. Sarah. Well done. You was you. I'm just at the other end of the phone.
But Joe, and Sarah, you know another thing that could be done. If just say your account wasn't used for 3 months, and they sent you a letter saying, "Dear customer, you are now €15 in for services. Your account. Please be advised that these like that. They didn't do that for me either. So Sarah's telling you what Sarah's no contact whatsoever to say. Do you know this is rising every month, fiver a month.
And on Post Bank could send you a letter in the post. Sarah, how have you managed during the lockdown? You say obviously Christmas is very important to you. Was there anything in particular you were saving for?
No, I was going to just use it for shopping and groceries. And we're not a big family, and there's only just the three of us. But it's just, Joe, the unfairness. It hurts that somebody could be so mean. That's all. And I felt bad for that young chap. I don't even know his name, but for anyone that this had happened to, because it's not like you don't expect it. It hits you like a ton of bricks. Could you just say thank you to everybody who was
And you know what they were thinking. But maybe if people have to few bob, there's loads of causes out there, Vincent de Paul and places like that people could assist. Okay, Sarah, we'll see what Unpost say. But you say your point is I'm trying to raise it in the generality for people to be aware of this and to be careful.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much for talking to me. Okay. I appreciate it.
And look after yourself, and a happy Christmas, an early happy Christmas to you, Sarah. Please, God. Yeah. You mentioned there's three, but does that mean you've a child, an adult child?
Oh, I have a son. He doesn't live with me, though.
Okay, but will he be home for Christmas?
Yes.
Great, please God, yeah. Okay, Sarah, mind yourself. You're a lovely woman. And Helen as well. Thank you all, and thank you for making that point. I'm told to read out another statement. I'll be back after this break if I don't fall asleep.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.